This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with Michelle Yeoh. She starred in many Asian martial arts films. She co-starred with Jackie Chan in Super Cop and was the heroine of the James Bond movie Tomorrow Never Dies. Her new film, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is a martial arts film with an art house sensibility. It's directed by Ang Lee, who also made Eat, Drink, Man, Woman, Sense and Sensibility, and The Ice Storm. Let's get back to ballet and martial arts. You studied ballet, then got into martial arts movies. We think of ballerinas as very strong, but at the same time very dainty and vulnerable, almost fragile looking. And martial arts is anything but, right?
Yes.
So are there expectations in ballet that are very different from martial arts? For instance, you have to use your body in very different ways when you're fighting than when you're dancing.
I think ballerinas are amazing, I would say athletes in that way, because they make what they do so simple, so easy. Running around on your tiptoes like that is sheer pain, to be honest. You know, doing those split jumps and spinning in the air is just dedication and years of practice, to be honest. But ballet gives people that very sort of flowing, very smooth, non-aggressive. They are dynamic, but very non-aggressive kind of, look. Whereas with martial arts, you're talking martial arts, when you perform that, especially in a film, it's about aggression. It is about violence. So how do we switch from one movement into the other one? Having studied ballet, what it really has taught me is a sense of coordination, picking up movements very quickly, and also being in control, knowing, you know, where your arms, your legs, you know, where is going what, and being very coordinated in that way, and flexible. And also it's given me an immense sense of grace in my movements, whereby, you know, my legs would go in a huge arc and has got that flow to it, and it's added to my martial arts in that way, because movements are much bigger for the screen than it is when you're actually practicing martial arts for real life. But when I started to do my first action film, I had to spend a lot of time learning how to direct the energy with balletic movements. Even though they are graceful, the speed of going out and coming in is very sharp and very precise. And it's very similar to what it is in martial arts as well, except, you know, the expression is much more aggressive, or the movements has a much more movement that comes from the waist and that translates to the shoulders, then finally to the fist. But then I was very lucky, because when I first started out doing martial arts, I had the cooperation of the stunt people in Hong Kong. I guess when they first started out, they were very curious to see, you know, this girl, she doesn't seem to realize what she's letting herself in for. And then when they found out that I could pick up movements that they were throwing at me, then they got more interested into teaching me how to focus and how to extend the punch that looks... There is full contact, I must tell you, when we fight.
There is?
Oh, yes.
How full? You'd be breaking each other's noses and jaws every day if there was complete contact.
No, when it comes to the faces, obviously, yes. Even sometimes when we kick the stunt double in the jaw, there is full contact. What we can do is, instead of wearing leather shoes, which is too hard, then we would sort of pad the top of the foot, or, you know, use... rubber shoes, so that it's softer. But when I smack them across the face or the neck, there is not a touch. There is the actual impact on it. And I have knocked out my stunt boys doing that before. So when we are fighting with each other, you know, when we're hitting each other on the arms, or we're kicking each other on the around the body, there is impact. But when you fight with someone who is very experienced, they know on impact to absorb and know how to react to it.
Well, how do you absorb impact? Because I'm sure you're hit too, right?
You learn, this comes with experience, honestly. The first few times when I did it, it was just sheer taking the punches. And then after that, you learn that it's timing as well. And this is something that, you know, it doesn't come overnight. If you're lucky and you're working with someone whose rhythm is in sync with you, then it's much easier. If not, then, you know, both of you are just going, kung, 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 you know, just belting at each other the whole time. When you can, upon just the impact of it, and you move together with that punch or that kick, then you can absorb and take away, you know, the direct hit. But then when there is no hit, you as an audience will be able to see it very, very clearly.
This leads me to facial expressions. Now, ballet dancers, no matter what kind of pain they might be feeling on stage, have to have this kind of beautiful, kind of serene expression on mm-hmm. their faces much of the time. I mean, not always, it depends on the role, but much of the time. What about the facial expression you're going for in a martial arts fight on screen?
The most important thing are your eyes. You know, when you are, it has to have that look. It doesn't mean that you have to grimace and think, you know, when I grimace, I'm going to look fierce. It's that intense focus on knowing what you are doing. In some of my earlier films, my directors used to love for me to go, you know, sort of that almost snarl just to project that I am coming over to punch your lights out. Whereas here in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, it was much more difficult to keep that almost zen-like look on your face and still having that very piercing, you know, I know where I'm going, I know how I'm going to outwit you in this fight. Because, you know, you're remembering all these very complicated movements. And at the same time, your eyes have to tell the audience what you are thinking. It is very hard. And then the rest of it is really your body language, is how you throw that punch. And a lot of the times, I think, especially for girls, when we throw a punch, it doesn't come from the waist. It comes from the hand. So
right,
this is something...
Right,
right. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And when that in a film looks wimpy. So it's learning all these movements that makes the whole package. It's your body language, it's the way you hold your body, it's your face, it's your eyes, it's every single thing that comes together and make you convincing.
Did you study martial arts in addition to understanding choreography and dance?
When I started doing action films, that was when I went into learning how to do martial arts. Prior to that, because, you know, as a kid, coming from a Chinese Malaysian family, the girls do ballet and piano and the boys do the martial arts. So I never had any training in martial arts except visual. And then afterwards, when I started my first film in Hong Kong, it was an action comedy movie, but I was playing the more stereotypical damsel in distress. And it was a movie with Sammo Hung. And I looked at this, yeah, he's a big guy, but the movements that he was doing, choreographed, and it was like a beautiful dance piece in that way. And I thought to myself, I think it's possible for me to translate one kind of movement into another. So when I did my second movie, which was called Yes, Madam, where I played a Hong Kong police officer, that was when I started to learn martial arts.
Which form did you study?
At that time, you know, that was one thing that we were looking at, and we thought, instead of going for one particular style, which you don't use in a movie, except if it was a period piece where you would say, okay, in this film is Wing Chun, or this movie is about Shaolin, or this movie is more based on Tai Chi. With contemporary movie, it's about street fighting. It's about agility. It's especially with Hong Kong action films, it's more about, you know, it's almost acrobatic in that sense. So I learned directly from the stunt coordinators, I learned all the basic moves, which were the most important thing. Because when you walk onto a set, you don't know what are the movements that you're going to be doing for that fight sequence until 10, 15 minutes prior to it being shot. So, you know, you don't rehearse for 2 weeks and learn all the movements and then go and, you know, play it out on the set. They throw it at you if you're lucky, 15, 20 minutes before they're going to shoot that scene. So what you do is if you're, you have to be very cardiovascularly very fit. And then when you are armed with the basic fundamentals of martial arts, knowing all the kicks, knowing all the different punches, you know, your jumping kicks, your side kicks, and the most important thing, the different poses and posture and the movement, then you are pretty well sort of based to go into an action film in that way.
My guest is Michelle Yeoh. She's starring in the new film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which opens later this month. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. If you're just joining us, my guest is Michelle Yeoh, and she stars in the new movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which is a kind of art film version of a martial arts movie. Michelle Yeoh has starred in a lot of Asian martial arts movies. She starred with Jackie Chan in Super Cop, and she starred in the James Bond movie Tomorrow Never Dies. What were some of the expectations your parents had of you as a daughter? What did they expect you to do when you grew up?
I think the very, especially with Chinese mothers, if their daughters are not married by the time they're 24, they're worried that, you know, she's going to be a spinster. And at that time, they always thought that I would finish, graduate from my ballet school, and then I would go back to Malaysia and start my own school in Malaysia, you know, teaching children ballet, which was something that I had always wanted to do. But fortunately for me, even though they were very traditional, my father had always believed in the fact that, you know, you are an independent person and you have to make the choices, because at the end of the day, you are the one who has to live with them. And I don't want you, you know, after 10 years or 5 years to turn around and say, look, Dad, you know, this is your fault because you didn't let me do this. So when I turned around to them and I said, I have been offered a film contract out in Hong Kong, their first reaction was like, okay, Hong Kong is not exactly round the corner from Ipoh, but if this is what you want to pursue, they had the confidence that, you know, I was old enough and wise enough to look after myself, so they gave me their blessings. But as a traditional parent, obviously their aim, I think, and goal is to see me happily settle down with family and kids and the normal life.
Well, you've not had the normal life, I think, by anybody's standards.
By any standards. I think I'm a great failure in that.
Now, you were crowned Miss Malaysia in 1983.
That's right.
What did you have to do for the title? Was there like a talent competition and a bathing suit competition like in Miss America pageants?
Oh, no, it's rather different because Malaysia is a Muslim country. So, you know, bathing suits and all that are all kept indoors. In a room. And also the other thing is, unlike, for example, America or in Hong Kong, where beauty pageants have a link with TV or films, in Malaysia, it was really you had to be the ambassadress of your country, whereby I went on to London for the Miss World and, you know, learned a lot about charity work and all that. And then after that was a sort of a tourist ambassadress when I went to Australia as well. I think the best experience I had from that was really learning about my country, because at the age of about 15, I went over to England to study. So those years of my life were spent mainly in England, and I really didn't know that much about my own country. So prior being Miss Malaysia and being Miss Malaysia at that time, I spent a lot of time, you know, knowing about my own country, the cultures, the different cultures, and traveling within our place.
Michelle Yeoh is my guest. She stars in Ang Lee's new movie, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which is a kind of art film version of a martial arts movie. In your new movie, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, the choreographer is Yuen Wo Ping, who is one of the famous Asian martial arts films choreographers. Mm-hmm. Would you take one of those scenes where, you know, say like three people are coming at you at the same time and you disable them with a couple of kicks and jumps? Mm-hmm. How are you going to rehearse that scene? Are you going to do it over and over again until everybody knows what they're doing? And the first times, do you do it without really connecting, just to make sure you've got more or less...
You're good. Have you done this before? You've got the right drift. That is what happens. First of all, the stunt coordinators, you know, Yu Moping and his right-hand men would work out and see what are the movements they think would look good for the camera or that situation. And then afterwards, what happens is the two leads will do it with each a stunt coordinator, so that, you know, it's not the two leads having it, working it out together, because, you know, the stunt coordinators know exactly what they're doing. So then these two separate teams will come together, and then when I'm doing it with my co-lead, the one I'm fighting with, first of all, we do it slowly. We run through the movements that we know until we know exactly what we're doing, without contact, with gentle contact, you know, just so we touch, we know, okay, duck, go under, kick, smack, bang, react. So this is what we do. So in your mind, that's practice, that's rehearsing. And then when we shoot, that's when we have to go into it. So prior to shooting, it's just going through the movements, because you do not want to expend your energy as well. Remember, when you're doing a shoot, for us, the normal shooting hours are 12 to 15 hours. And if you're doing an action sequence, you would be fighting the entire day. And every shot needs 110% from you. So when you're rehearsing, you try as best not to dispense that full energy. You do it halfway as you get more sort of used to the movements. And then, because there is speed, you don't do it park, park, park. You know, you have to go tung, 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 tung. So it's that rhythm that happens during the shoot.
You know, sometimes even a good actor will forget a line and need to be prompted. If you forget a move, you're really sunk.
It is less dangerous when you're not using weapons. Because
right.
I'll tell you, when you're fighting arm-to-arm combat, the biggest mistake someone can do is, like, if you're supposed to be punching them across the face left to right, and they suddenly blank out and they react right to left, that's when accidents happen. The biggest problem is when you use weapons, because when you hit at someone, it was like, for example, in this movie, it was very intimidating for the new girl, because this was her first action film. And when I attack her, I don't have a smile on my face going, okay, watch out left, watch out right. I'm really going with that very intense and very fast movements. And at the beginning, of course, I too am worried that what if I make a mistake and I hit her on the wrong side, or she makes a mistake and she puts her head in the wrong way. Because at the end of these spears that we use, even though they are not sharpened, you know, to be cutting, it's still metal. And if I was to jab in there, she would be spewing blood all over the place. So there is that risk factor. That's why if you are fit and you are trained, your reaction, your reflexes are a lot faster. And also, when we fight, we don't react before the punch is thrown. We only react after the punch is thrown. So you literally watch where the punch is going. So in case that person goes the wrong way, you're not going to be the idiot that goes with it. So it's just practice and being very, very aware of yourself and who you are fighting with.
My guest is Michelle Yeoh. She's starring in the new film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Michelle Yeoh. She's starring in the new film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It's a martial arts film with an art house sensibility. She's starred in many Asian martial arts films. In your new movie Crouching Tiger, you tore a knee ligament during, I think, the early phase of the shooting.
Yes.
And you had some surgery, recovered for about 3 weeks, and then you were back in the film again. How did you manage to do that?
I think it was sheer discipline, gritting my teeth. I'd waited a year and a half to do Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon when Ang Lee first approached me after I just finished Tomorrow Never Dies. And he said to me, I want to do Sense and Sensibility with martial arts. And I, at that moment, said, yes, fine. And I'm a great admirer of his work, and I knew that working with Ang, I would be taken to another level. I would learn very much from him about acting, about our film business. So when that accident happened. It was in the first action sequence, actually, the last night of that that big fight scene that we had. Fortunately, it was the last night. And fortunately, also, in this movie, right from the word go, I had only two fight sequences, one at the beginning and one at the end. So there was a big change around in the scheduling where they had to allocate that final sequence until the last 10 days. I was very, very fortunate to have the care and attention of Dr. Andy Kuzgaria from Johns Hopkins and also the physiotherapist Diane Dallop over there in Baltimore, because without their looking after, I would not have been able to get back to the set. When we first discovered that, yes, that was because I was in self-denial when I had the fall. And I thought, I just sprained my knee, you know, after 3 days, I will be fine. I'll be jumping, I'll be running. But you know, because when I turn right, my leg would go left. That something was not right. So I was there with Dr. Kuzgaria. He did the MRI. I think he could see in my face that, you know, I wanted him to say, no, you're fine. Don't worry. Get back on your set. He had to give me the bad news. And following, I had to give the bad news to Aang. And from day one, Aang had always said to me, you are my warrior in this movie. And I knew how devastated he would be. And so was I. But he said the thing that really kept me going. He said, don't worry about it. You know, make sure your knee gets back into fit condition, because your health is the most important thing. And then we will wait for you. Because I would have been so devastated if he had, you know, to replace me and get someone else to do this part that I had been wanting to do for so long. So after surgery, Dr. Kuzgaria had said to me, if I was willing to go into a very intense rehab program, you know, professional footballers go back into a professional game by the end of 3 months. So it was possible that I could do that, you know, barring there were no complications and I was willing to put up with the pain and aggravation and all that. So that was what I did. Gritted my teeth and knew that I wanted to be back in China filming with my crew. So I spent 3 weeks out here doing rehab and then going back to China.
How's the knee now?
It's not 100%. I guess it will never be 100%, because, you know, I think also consciously, mentally, you always think, oh, there is an injury. So you're always more aware of it. It's coming along. I still have to do therapy for it. I think what happened was because, you know, I went straight back into that filming and also that last final action sequence, that the inflammation never really had a chance to go away completely, and we just kept aggravating it. But it's getting better.
Crouching Tiger really shows off your acting abilities as well as your fighting abilities. Do you have any inclination to get out of martial arts films and do more straight dramatic films?
No. I you know, as an actress, I want the balance of being able to do both. I do love action films. And, you know, and this is where I've always worked so hard to get to, is where there should be a balance in an action film, whereby the dramatic element is just as important as the action. And Aang has proven to us very clearly in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, that it can be done, that the action doesn't need to overwhelm the dramatic, you know, the beauty about the emotional side, the stories that can be told. Personally, for myself, I've just started my own production company with partners, Media Asia in Hong Kong. And in fact, my first production will be an action adventure. So the question that you asked me, will I move away from action films? No, I really do enjoy making them. But then I will have the balance of doing non-action films, because I do understand that the body needs a rest sometimes.
Right. Well, Michelle Yeoh, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Terry.
Michelle Yeoh stars in the new film Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. It opens in New York this Friday, in Los Angeles next week, and nationally on December 22nd.